credit card, the Bank AmeriCard, you can charge almost anything, almost anywhere. The Bank AmeriCard gives you instant credit.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. Here's a question for you. Did you pay your utility bills on time this month? No? Uh-oh. Well, that new car loan you're shopping for may have just gotten a little bit more expensive. Time for another edition of America's Business. Here is Ted David.
Hey, Ed, you know, whenever I see a story about credit reporting, I always like to bring it to our listeners' attentions because credit scores are so important to so many in so many aspects of their lives. Listen to this. According to The Consumerist, the Fair Isaac Corporation, you know them, better known as FICO, is on the verge of turning the credit score game on its end with the release of a new credit scoring approach that would consider consumers' monthly bills, like those for utilities and cell phones, when determining credit worthiness. The change purportedly intended to help consumers on the low end of the credit spectrum, but some consumer advocates are concerned that lower-income Americans could be the ones most adversely affected. The Wall Street Journal reports that the new approach aims to make it easier for consumers who don't currently have scores to obtain a decent FICO score. FICO tells the Wall Street Journal that the new approach would provide scores to nearly 15 million of the 53 million Americans who currently do not have FICO scores. The scores would continue to rely on factors like payment history, amounts owed, length of credit history, new credit, and types of credit used. But they would add new factors, including consumers' payment history with their cable, cell phone, electric, and gas bills, as well as how often they change addresses and other data. Like the traditional FICO scoring method, the new approach would have a range of 300 to 850. The company says that under the revamped approach, nearly a third of the newly scored individuals would have a score above 620, typically the threshold at which credit card issuers and other lenders approve applications. We'll keep our eyes on this for you. Ed, that's America's Business. Back to you.
Thanks, Ted. Well, who are the richest women in the world? Speaking of money, these women aren't worried about paying their cell phone bills on time. They may own the cell phone company itself. It was yet another record year for women on the new Forbes list of the world's billionaires. Of a total of 1,826 billionaires, 197 are women, up from 172 only 12 months ago. It's a nice gain, but women still account for just 11% of the total on that list. Christy Walton, who inherited a stake in the retailer Walmart, retains the title of world's richest woman. The widow of John Walton has held that spot for five of the past 6 years. Forbes pegs her net worth at $41.7 billion, up from $36.7 billion only a year ago. It's pretty good. You make $5 billion by sitting home and eating low-priced Grey Poupon. Liliane Bettencourt, the principal heiress to the L'Oreal Cosmetics fortune, is the second richest woman. The same rank she held a year ago. Bettencourt, who's 92, is worth an estimated $40.1 billion. The third richest woman takes us back inside Walmart. Alice Walton, daughter of Walmart founder Sam Walton and sister-in-law to Christy Walton. She used some of her $39.4 billion simoleons to purchase art and in 2011 opened the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville, Arkansas. When I think of fine art, I think of Bentonville, Arkansas. Do you? Okay. One newcomer to the ranks of the richest women is Maria Franco Fasolo, the widow of Italian candy and Nutella tycoon Michele Ferrero, who died in February. Fasolo and her son Giovanni Ferrero, the chief executive of the Ferrero Group, the sweets company, are inheriting one of the world's largest candy fortunes, encompassing Kinder chocolates. Ferrero Rocher, is that how you pronounce it? Chocolates and Tic Tac mints? Among other brands, Forbes estimates that Fasolo and her son are worth $23.4 billion. She is the fifth richest woman on the list. You know, I spent last weekend in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I ate so much chocolate, I may never want to eat any chocolate again. If you're anywhere near the East Coast, that is such a neat little weekend trip. They have the free little chocolate-making tour and everything. It's a lovely little town, but that's just me. The sixth richest woman is a notable name in Silicon Valley and education circles. Lorraine Powell Jobs, widow of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs, worth an estimated $19.5 billion. She is focused on social reform through a group she started called the Emerson Collective and through College Track, helping students finish college. It's quite admirable. Many of the women among the billionaires' ranks inherited their wealth from either their husbands or their fathers. Just 29 of the 197 women are self-made billionaires. One newcomer in that subset is Elizabeth Holmes, who at 31 is also the youngest self-made billionaire in the world. She dropped out of Stanford with an idea for a better blood testing company that uses just one drop of blood. Theranos was valued by investors in 2014 at $9 billion. She owns half the company, giving her a $4.5 billion net worth. So there you go. The richest women in the world 2015. Stay with us. Coming up next, the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by, get ready for this one, research that could take the smell out of body odor. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
Can a wife testify against her husband? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. George and Nancy have been married for 10 years. Their neighbor was recently charged with making counterfeit money in the den of their house. Obviously, the neighbor's wife knew about the counterfeiting, but in court, she didn't even take the stand because a wife can't testify against her husband. George was very pleased to hear about this because recently he's been physically abusing his wife, Nancy. When she cries, George says there's nothing she can do about it because a wife can't testify against her husband. Is this true? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So is George right? Well, it's true that spouses cannot testify against one another, except in cases of marital disputes. George was wrong, and that's the final verdict.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you feel more confident? Stand up straight.
Research at Ohio State University shows good posture makes you more confident in your abilities.
How can you improve your posture? Blogger Trent Hamm says, use duct tape.
Recruit your spouse or close friend to help. Stand up straight with your back to them.
Have your helper run 2 3-inch strips of duct tape down your back, starting in the center of each shoulder blade.
Then have them connect those two strips with tape across the top and bottom, forming a rectangle.
Every time you slouch, the tape will tug lightly on your skin.
It's a gentle reminder to change your posture.
Do it every day for a few weeks to improve your posture and confidence. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.